Welcome to Real Life Real Talk. This is the podcast where you want to come and get inspired, motivated, learn about a few new coping skills, and encourage someone else to push through. Everyone is invited. Everyone is welcome. Come through, share your story, share an episode with one of your friends. Thank you for stopping by. I hope you enjoy. So the first time I tried to take my own life, I was in foster care. I had to be like, 11 or 12. I tried to take my own life. I think what it was for me was seeing other girls with their mother and me not being able to have a relationship with my mother. On top of that, being around strangers who really didn't care about me. Like, I was in so many different foster homes, so it wasn't funny. that's only because it was my fault and I chose to misbehave so I could get put into another foster home. Anyways, so the first time I tried to kill myself or take my life, should I say, I wrapped this cable cord around my throat and tied it to the end of a bed and shoot, right on off. When they found me, I was unconscious, and then they took me to the hospital. The hospital ended up saying I had to be on a 72-hour hold. From there, because I wouldn't talk to anybody in the hospital, they sent me to a psych ward. In there, they tried to give me medication. I didn't want to take it. I went to therapy. I sat in the support groups and talked. And, I was battling with rejection at an early age anyway. So it just didn't help that I saw other people or other girls my age having relationships with their mothers and grandmothers, and they're being taught girly things and how to be a girl, and you know what I mean? I didn't have anyone to teach me that. I learned by watching other people, which is why I am who I am today, because I watch and I observe. I go and I try, and if it doesn't work for me, it doesn't work for me. That's why I'm very comfortable with being who I am today, because mimicking other people is exhausting. Very exhausting. So anyways, after that, I really didn't have another episode. I honestly can't remember having another episode up until I came to Charlotte. Like, I even was, the crazy part about all of that was I was even in a domestic violence where I was getting my tail whooped. Like, I was pregnant. I had a little baby on the hip. And even during that time, I don't ever remember saying, or, I mean, I went through depression. I will say that, like, from the time I was pregnant with my first child, I went through my emotions, had the baby, I was happy. I had to do that by myself, like the whole pregnancy and giving birth and all that. It was scary, but whatever. I was happy to finally have somebody that was just going to be there for me. You know what I mean? After that, I just remember going through depression. I don't ever remember wanting to take my life during any of that. However, after the domestic violence relationship, I came to Charlotte. I stayed in Charlotte for a long time, and I had my son. I went through like depression after I had my son, I didn't think about taking my life. There was many times that I've slept on a bench in a park when I was in Charlotte. As long as my kids had somewhere else to sleep, I was sleeping on the bench, and I never thought about taking my own life. And I've been arrested for something that wasn't something I did, and I never thought about taking my own life. The crazy thing was, when I got married, I gave it my all, or I felt like I put my all, or I gave my all into it. Previous to that, most of the relationships I was in, I really wasn't giving it my all because I knew it wasn't going to last or whatever. But it came down to the marriage and me trying to change my ways and become a more modern day Christian and whatever. Yeah. So I wanted to talk about why I definitely decided that I wasn't ever going back to a church, and why this time was so crucial for me, because I was going through the most difficult time mentally. I was mentally exhausted. I couldn't see my left from my right. I didn't know which way to turn. Okay, so in 2016, yeah, I ended up going through a breakup with my ex-husband. By the end of 2016, I was kicked out 5 days before Christmas. Couldn't keep my job because I couldn't find a ride back and forth because my car had got repoed. And I didn't have nobody to watch the kids. I couldn't afford a babysitter. Like, it was so much going on at that time. So it had gotten to the point that I had to move all my stuff out 5 days before Christmas. My kids had Christmas in a hotel. All right. During that time, again, I was very, very frustrated with life. I was frustrated with people. I didn't know which way to turn. Here was my ex-husband out here living his life to the fullest and left me. Well, I kicked him out. But it was just, you know, and then here's the other thing. Like, I was going to this church. People claimed that they were family. But as soon as things went left for me, no one was there. Like, here I was standing at this bridge. I was standing there at this bridge. And I was ready to jump off. Like, I just wanted to jump off and just end my life. Because I couldn't see how I was going to come out of this situation that I was in. I was homeless. Didn't know how I was going to make money each day to pay for a hotel room that I couldn't afford. Barely had food. Like, didn't have a ride, didn't have nobody, don't know nobody to be trying to get a ride somewhere to go to work. Like, it was so detrimental to my soul. So here I was standing at this bridge, and in my mind I could just think of so much, like how all I really wanted was someone to help me through this. Like, how I got into this point that I couldn't pick up the phone and call anybody because too many of them had already done lied to me about how they were going to help me or how they were going to be there for me if I needed them to call them. That's what they would say. If you need me, call me. I didn't even need people monetarily, really. I needed people like mentally, because if I was able to get through mentally, then I would have been able to figure out how to make some money. But because I was distraught in both places, I wasn't thinking straight. So I was just asking for help from anybody, from whatever you can help me with. You know what I mean? Like, because it wasn't about me. It was always about my kids. So I was always thinking about them. So, but I ain't gonna lie. I was definitely in my feelings. I was exhausted. I was mentally exhausted, emotionally exhausted, spiritually exhausted, physically exhausted. I was like all around exhausted. I was in a very dark place. So I'm standing at this bridge and I'm bawling my eyes out and I'm like, God, why did I have to go through this? Like, God, what happened to the people who said we were family? Like, God, what happened to the people who said that, who claimed they cared about me and my kids? And then I closed my eyes and I saw my kid's face and I bawled out crying, crying some more. Like, I can't kill myself. I can't jump off this bridge right now, because if I jump off this bridge right now, I'm going to be leaving behind two human beings that were given to me to take care of. And that was probably a wake-up call for me. I ain't gonna lie. That was a whole wake-up call for me. I sat at that bridge for a couple of more minutes. And then I walked to the hotel room and hugged my kids. The crazy shit is, I still live near that bridge. So every now and then, I will drive past that bridge and think about how my life would have ended in 2016 at that bridge. And people don't understand people who go through stuff like that. Like, that's not my first attempt of suicide. Like, I was in foster care and I was 13, 14. And I literally tried to kill myself. I ended up in the hospital. And then after the hospital, they put me in the psychiatric ward. Like, that wasn't my first time. So sometimes it's crazy because people will be like, oh, you know, just pray. Oh, just read your word. Oh, just fast. Oh, just. But that doesn't work all the time. I'm just going to be honest. Like, it doesn't work all the time, because if your mind is already jumbled up with a whole bunch of other stuff, then in your mind, you're not thinking about praying. You're not thinking about reading the word. You're not thinking about fasting. Your mind is already crowded with a whole bunch of other stuff. And in your mind, you're always battling with, if I end my life right now, I'd be better off. And as selfish as that is, when you don't think about other people, I've had people that told me that that's selfish. Like, why would you take your life? Like, I need you. Like, why would you take your life? I need you. Your kids need you. I've had people tell me that, only because my last attempt, and it wasn't as big as the one in 2016, but my last attempt was 2020. Yeah, that was probably my last attempt. And then I don't know how to explain it to people. They were like, why would you want to kill yourself? You know, people say stuff like that. Why would you want to kill yourself? I would never think about killing myself. And that's good. That's good for you. I don't care how hard my life has been. I had someone tell me that too. I don't care how hard my life is or has been or how bad something is, I would never try to kill myself. I would never think about killing myself. Good. Keep that same energy and that same mentality, because not all of us are made the same. As strong as I am, as loving as I can be, as humorous as I can be, I've battled with so much as a kid that it seems like the older I got, the harder shit got for me. You know what I mean? So, and not even using that as an excuse to why I would want to kill myself. It's just that sometimes things become so unbearable that you don't know which way to turn. When you're getting hit after hit after hit after hit, it puts you in a dark place. When people who are supposed to be your friends and family make you feel like shit, when you don't feel worthy of love, when you're not used to being loved, when you have no one to turn to, when you can't talk to anyone and spill your feelings out without being judged or without them telling your business to other people. Like, I've been through all of that I just named is the shit that I've been through. And I know some other people that have been through that. But what I'm saying is, when you've done that, when you've been through that, you get to a point sometimes where you just feel like the best thing for you is to not be alive. And yes, that does suck. And the reason why I'm speaking on this is because I just got off of Facebook. And, well, I saw it on TikTok and then I went to Facebook to go look it up. But there's a guy that was on TikTok and he was pretty famous for his sense of humor and dancing. And people loved him on TikTok. And he killed himself on Facebook Live the other day. And that shit tears my soul up so bad. Like, that right there. And I didn't see it, so I don't know. I just see a lot of people talking about it. And it is so sad. So rest in peace to the entertainer. Atkins, Cadaro, the entertainer, Atkins, rest in heaven to you. I don't know what happened, so I can't speak on it. I just go on off what I'm reading, and I wanted to show some love and pay some respect. You never know what people are going through. It pays for people to treat people like human instead of treating people like dogs. Because you don't know what the other person is going through. I mean, literally. I literally sat in my house one day. And for like a brief second, I saw a flash of like, just pull the trigger and blow your brains out type shit. But again, that was just for a brief moment. I recently have been working on coping skills to fight through when I'm feeling like that. Depression is something that comes and goes. And sometimes I can be happy and then I'll start thinking of something sad. I don't take medication for it. I do not want to take medication for it. I do need to learn more coping skills. So that is something that I'm working on. But the point of this whole podcast was to honestly get people to be aware of their friends that laugh and are good spirited, because those people are light and those people tend to attract broken people, which eventually starts draining them. And the reason why we are those type of people is because of childhood trauma or childhood things, you know, things that have happened to us in our past that makes us become this light, or make us become this bubbly person that has to give someone a compliment all the time, or has to make someone laugh all the time. or can sense when someone else is down, or can feel when someone is not doing well. I don't really know how to explain it, but just check on your friends. Some people don't tell people when they're getting ready to do stuff like that. Some people do as a cry out for help, not for attention, more or less for help. Because for me, I don't like to be a burden to anyone. So a lot of times I tend to hold in the things that are going on inside of me. Sometimes it's nothing, sometimes it's something. But I tend to hold it in until I can't anymore, and then I explode. So I don't reach out to folks because I don't want to be a burden. I know it sounds stupid, but that's just it is what it is. But it's something that the people don't talk about a lot. Like, people joke about mental health, and it's really not something to joke about. And some people don't understand it. And what you don't understand, you should never put your mouth on, because you don't know what the next person is going through. You don't know what the next person has going on in their head. So, but I want to thank you for stopping by and listening to it. I didn't tell my story for people to feel sad for me. Please do not. I don't look for pity. I don't want your pity. I don't want your sympathy. I understand what's going on in my life. I know that I need to cope better. I know that I need to learn how to have more control of my emotions. Those are things that I've been working on. Sometimes it gets hard. My outbursts are... I'm a very outspoken person, so my outbursts are different. But, you know, nevertheless, I don't use that as an excuse. I just hold myself accountable, basically. As far as trying to, you know, take my own life, I don't. I don't want to, and it's because of my kids. It's really, truly because of my kids. If it wasn't for them, I probably would have a long time ago. And that's just being honest. And as crazy as that sounds, it's true. But thank you for stopping by, listening to this. Feel free to leave some feedback or ask questions, or if you want to share your story, reach out to me and we can go on and talk about it. If not, I understand. Some people don't like to talk about it. I'm a pretty transparent person. I'm an open book. I'll talk about whatever I've experienced in life, only because it helps me, and it also may help the next person. You know? But thank you again, and have a great evening.